Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. At his press conference yesterday, Governor Lamont reported 49 more deaths linked to positive COVID-19 tests, leading to a total of 326. He also said hospitalizations are up 110 for a total of more than 1,400, adding additionally that 39% of nursing homes in the state have at least one person who have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. And yesterday, on Wednesday, during the governor's report, Barbara Cass from the Department of Human Services mentioned Sharon Healthcare as a COVID-19 positive site for seniors, along with one other facility in Connecticut. And we here at Robinhood Radio received verified reports of the moving of some of the patients at Sharon Healthcare Center within that facility yesterday. Understand, we're not sure if those movements portend to the governor's conference today and the statement by Cass. We're going to follow up today with a call to Athena Healthcare, Connecticut. Now, Connecticut now designates specific nursing homes for residents who have tested positive for COVID-19 and those who have not. Here's what it could mean for you and your families. This is from the State of Connecticut website. Current residents at nursing homes who have tested positive for COVID-19, those residents will be transferred to a COVID-19 designated center at the discretion of the state. This will be for an undetermined amount of time until the state no longer deems the emergency. They will do everything they can to have loved ones readmitted to the centers they came from as soon as possible. Current residents at other nursing homes who have tested negative for COVID-19 or are not showing symptoms, those residents will remain at their current centers. If you or your loved one need to move to another room or a nursing home, a team member from your nursing home will contact you directly. You can contact the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Office at 860-424-5200 or toll-free 1-866-388-1888. Now, on another note, also from information released in that news conference yesterday, hospitals in Fairfield County are looking to transfer their overflow COVID-19 patients into some of the hospitals in Litchfield County as well. And Sharon Hospital is a potential landing site for some of those COVID-19 positive patients. Nuvance Health is developing a blood plasma donation program to treat critically ill COVID-19 patients. If a person has tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, they may be able to donate their blood plasma. This blood plasma contains antibodies that can be transferred to patients fighting the virus. Before the program launches later this month, Nuvance Health is presently recruiting volunteers. Potential donors are asked to register by filling out a questionnaire at the link veoci.com/veoci/p/form/D9K EUBFC4GCA. Now that link is on our Facebook page under coronavirus updates if you want to click on it. The Food and Drug Administration has set up criteria for donations that continue to evolve. Currently, in order to donate, a person must have had a positive COVID-19 test, be symptom-free for at least 14 days with a repeat negative swab, or 28 days symptom-free with no need for a repeat swab. In the near future, it may be possible to evaluate people who may have had COVID-19 but were unable to get a test. Once a person registers, a member from the Nuvance Health Plasma Team will reach out to donors with priority to those who meet the criteria. A note to the residents of Millerton Town of Northeast from their government. Important new COVID-19 guidance from Dutchess County. The U.S. Center for Disease Control recommending wearing cloth face coverings in public settings where other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain, such as grocery stores, pharmacies, convenience stores. This will help slow the spread of the coronavirus and help people who may have the virus and do not know it from transmitting it to others. Cloth face coverings fashioned from household items or made at home from common materials at low cost can be used as an additional voluntary public health measure to help slow the spread. The cloth face coverings recommended to slow the spread are not the surgical masks or N95 masks. Those critical supplies should be continued to be reserved for healthcare workers and professionals. More information on the coronavirus status in Dutchess County is available, of course, on robinhoodradio.com and also on our Facebook page and also at dutchessny.gov. Now, for members of the business community in Millerton, the challenge that faces not only Millerton, but all Northeast businesses are facing at this time, there'll be more locally relevant information forthcoming, but also the Dutchess County website, DutchessBNN.com, would be a helpful resource. The Northeast Community Center has been a whirlwind of activity, providing some important services for the town. They're coordinating a number of volunteer opportunities, as well as food drop-off and pickup, checking in on community members with special needs or vulnerabilities. For people who are looking for a way to help the community at this moment, check the NECC website at necccmillerton.org. And of course, you know, Town Hall in Millerton has been closed to the public now for several weeks. Most town employees have begun working from home and attending urgent or essential items. Town board meeting, which was scheduled for this coming Thursday, has been postponed to the following Thursday, April 16th at 7 p.m. They're receiving guidance from other towns, from Dutchess County and from New York State, on how to best hold a board meeting accessible to the public while observing social distancing and keeping everybody safe. They'll have more information on the town's website as they get closer to that date. They will most likely use the form of online meeting like Skype or Zoom to live stream an event. New York officials vowed to release racial demographic data for the coronavirus pandemic amid mounting concerns the virus is disproportionately killing people of color in the U.S. The pledge came after new data on Monday revealed the majority of New York's more than 4,700 deaths due to coronavirus among men. 86% of all deaths were among people who had underlying illnesses such as hypertension and diabetes. On Tuesday, Governor Cuomo's secretary said state officials are now working, collecting racial data for public release. After exhaustive deliberations and at the advice of the council of their organization's chief advisors, the Williamstown Theater Festival will not be able to move forward with the 2020 summer season in Williamstown as planned, in compliance with Massachusetts governor's orders issued on March 23rd, combined with the efforts of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and anticipated measures at federal, state, and local level. They are unable to proceed with the theater season at this time. It's a difficult situation for the festival. In the event the governor's or other civil authorities' positions or requirements are amended or updated, they will let you know if those changes affect the ability to mount the season in Williamstown as planned. They will make the season as they plan to make 7 new productions with Audible, the world's largest producer and provider of original spoken word entertainment and audiobooks in a format safe to elevate, entertain, transport, reveal, unmask, and transform audiences from the comfort of their home. The trustees of the reservations in Massachusetts yesterday announced its plans to reopen more than 70 properties across the state, including several in and around the Berkshires, to provide residents with more opportunities to spend time in nature during the COVID-19 pandemic. The organization encourages, quote, stay local, quote, practice, a stay local practice, continued strict adherence to social distancing guidelines while visiting any of their sites, all of which are outdoors only. Local food banks and organizations with feeding programs received $50,000 in grant money through Dutchess Responds. This marks the first wave of grants awarded by the fund, according to the press release from the Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley. The fund is a collaboration between Dutchess County, the Dyson Foundation, and Community Foundation. Grant monies went to organizations operating food programs, including the Center for Compassion Food Pantry, Change Point Church, Dutchess Community Action Partnership, Dutchess Outreach, Food Bank of the Hudson Valley, Northeast Community Center, Pauling Resource Center, Pleasant Valley Ecumenical Food Pantry, St. Andrew's St. Luke's Food Pantry, and Zion Episcopal Church Food Pantry. Forced by the pandemic to close its retail stores, salons, and spas nationwide, Iredale Cosmetics has laid off 47 of its employees. The layoffs, which began last week, are temporary until the company's bricks and mortar outlets can reopen, according to CEO and president Jane Iredale. The outlets, one of which is in downtown Great Barrington, make up 70% of the company's business, according to Iredale. The company, designated as a non-essential business amid the state's shutdowns to halt the spread of the coronavirus, is able to continue operating by making hand sanitizers to give away and sell. That keeps its online sales flowing, Iredale said, noting how brutal the shutdowns have been for the workforce. From March 15th to March 28th, over 330,000 Massachusetts residents filed claims, according to the Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. Another food and hospitality retail is the next hardest hit sector, with over $26,000 claims during the last week of March alone. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them on Facebook at interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 779 to 23,433.57 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 8,090.90 and the S&P 500 at 2749.98. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.